WRPR News, I'm Adam Denman. Late this year, the stock market declined dramatically, setting off an investor panic around the United States and the world. Some major investment banks and firms have closed, while others have merged or are being rescued. At the height of the financial crisis, President Bush addressed the nation.
We recognize that the turmoil in the financial markets is affecting all our citizens. That which affects Wall Street affects Main Street as well.
American families have lost portions of their 401ks, retirement accounts, and investments. These people have serious concerns about their economic well-being and how these events will affect their future. 18-year-old Thomas Wall speaks on how the situation has hurt his father.
His 401k plan went from being like about $110,000 to now around $60,000. We're experiencing a lot of problems financially because of that, because now his retirement, he needs to postpone it.
CNBC.com editor Ted Kemp agrees with Tom and shares his thoughts on the issue.
There are a lot of people now across the United States who are, for example, having to move their retirement back. It affects some people years from now. It affects people who are especially close to retirement age. It hits them the hardest because they don't have a lot of time to make up the lost ground.
CNBC.com editor Christina Cheddar Burke says we should never stop contributing to our funds because the market will, in time, move higher again.
Historically speaking, the statistics show that, you know, the market does return. This is a downward cycle, but hopefully you'll be in there for the upturn. No one knows exactly when the bottom is, so if you pull your money out, then you're not invested for when it starts to go back up.
Even though the United States has faced the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression, it appears that the worst might be over, for now, at least for the equity markets. But the road back is likely to take time. For WRPR News, I'm Adam Denman.